You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. The vocal group Tapestry is a collective of kindred musical spirits who got its start in the local performing arts scene just last year. And following the success of their inaugural concert last year, they return with their sophomore effort, Stereo and Popcorn. And I find out all about it from Charity Lee. Charity is the founder and musical director of Tapestry, together with Jason Woon, one of Tapestry's bass singers. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hi.
Hi, Mira. Thanks for having us.
You know, what was it that veered the both of you towards music? I'm going to start with Jason. I'm going to make a beeline for you because you're actually an investment banker and, you know, a bass singer. I mean, how did that even happen?
I've been singing for quite a number of years already, mainly through church productions and I think it was really from that took me to then move on to productions with KL Pack. Mm-hmm. And I was also with another group before this. So I suppose it's really something that's born out of a passion for singing and with maybe a slight penchant for drama.
Why not? It all comes, you know,
naturally.
And how does this jive with your work as an investment banker?
It's tough, but I guess we all just try to manage it as best as we can. Mm-hmm. I mean, practices are generally either on Thursday evenings or on Sunday afternoons, so they don't really clash with my work because of that.
But do you find it much of an escape from, you know, investment?
Oh yes, it's definitely a great escape.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stressful job.
Yeah, it is.
It is, it is an escape. Okay. So it works quite well. What about yourself, Charity? I mean, when did music come into play for you?
I think I've always been singing. The first time I can remember actually being on a stage and singing by myself, I was probably 6 years old. Mm-hmm. That was in church. So a lot of my school years were spent doing church work, church music productions. And then I ventured out also with other groups. And when I went to the UK, I was quite active in some of the university productions as well. So it's always been a big part of my life. And now I suppose I consider myself a part-time performer and vocal teacher as well. So it's also something that I do spend half my time doing as well.
Right. So you are pretty much full on into music then. I mean, you don't have a full time job.
I do.
You do. On top of all of that. What do you do?
I'm actually studying, doing a PhD in linguistics at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in a sense, I do have a bit more time because I don't have to, you know, go to the office in a sense, but I still have to divide my time between that.
Okay. But when you finish your PhD, of course, you've got other plans as well.
Well, I'm going, hopefully, to work in a university, but we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. So did you have to go for vocal training and things like that?
I have actually been going for vocal training for quite a number of years now, maybe 5 or 6 years myself, personally, out of my own interest. It wasn't that I wanted to pursue a career in it, but just purely out of interest. And then I found that, you know, it started taking up more of my time and more of my attention. And, you know, it was something that I enjoyed doing, and I wasn't half bad as well. So, yeah.
Do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I was a musical pianist. Instrument?
You're a pianist, okay. You started doing piano classes at the age of 7, let me guess.
Six,
okay. It's about there. Most of us did anyway.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Jason? Do you play a musical instrument?
I'm a closet musician. As I would tell my friends, I play a little bit of the piano, a little bit of the guitar. That's about it.
All by ear.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What made you want to set up Tapestry Charity?
I think all of us in the group have been singing for a long time, some longer than others and in different capacities. And we just felt that, you know, we wanted to come together to work on things independently by ourselves and also stretch ourselves and contribute to the performing arts scene. Maybe hopefully bringing our own flavour and personality to the performing arts industry. There's not that many vocal groups out there, I suppose, so we wanted to also help contribute to the music industry in this way.
Right. And when did you set up Tapestry?
Last year, actually, officially, after some discussions with some of the members, the main core members.
Mm-hmm. Did everyone come together quite naturally?
It was a few of us that actually started talking about the idea of doing something independently, and it was a few conversations here and there over a period of time. And then finally we decided, you know what, why don't we just have a meeting and then we just call some people whom we think might be also interested in this project and get discussions going. And so that was basically how it started, in McDonald's in Centrepoint.
Yeah.
It's good to know it all happened nearby. Jason, how did you get involved in Tapestry? I mean, did you go to the same, spiritual institution or, you know what?
You mean a tapestry?
Yes.
No, I started being involved in tapestry because I was also at McDonald's in Centrepoint.
How did that happen?
I was also there.
That they invited him over as well.
Right. Just random, you know, invitation.
Not really, actually, because actually some of us have sung together before in other capacities. So it was mainly through that connection that I suppose I somehow got roped into this whole project as well. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it was a fateful night sometime in August or July last year.
Okay. That's just about 1 year. Yeah. I mean, not even 1 year at the moment. Have you done many other projects besides the current one, which is Stereo and Popcorn?
So we had a Christmas show last year, mm-hmm. which was basically an experimental project to see. We wanted to test out some ideas about how we could, do a music concert differently. So that was where we actually honed some of our ideas and experimented with a smaller crowd. And then we were performing at some other charity gigs and things here and there. And then, of course, this year we've been busy with this project.
Right. How did you come up with that identity for Tapestry? I mean, there are many groups like yourselves, but how different are you?
Well, we, I think, have actually been veering towards the a cappella direction. There are some other music groups out there that do with backing music or things like that, or with a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
We've started thinking more about branching out into doing a cappella music, arranging our own music. But we also wanted to bring the element of fun and in a sense, informality into our concerts. We didn't want it to be, you know, you come to a music concert and it's posh and you have to clap the right time and not move and not make any noises. We wanted people to
get involved.
Yeah, be on the journey when they come and listen to music. So it's not that they're just passive listeners, but they're also actively contributing to the concert as well.
So there is a certain amount of audience interaction.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, how does that work for you, Jason? I mean, as a bass singer, I mean, does it not throw you off in that you need to also accommodate the audience? I mean, how do you manage that?
I think it's a question of managing it within the sphere of the performance itself.
Okay.
I mean, of course, we don't necessarily get the audience to perform with us throughout full songs.
Yep.
I mean, so it could be just a little teaser, just to give the audience a flavor as to what we do as singers. You know, as singers who sing in harmony, 4-part harmony or 8-part harmonies. Typically audiences can expect to be participating with us in that manner.
Okay. Just to give me an idea as to what you're talking about, right? We have also in the studio with us Wyzak and Betsy. And can you give me a bit of a teaser as to what really you're talking about and, you know, how does the audience get involved in all of this? Go ahead.
Mother says I was a dancer before you could walk. She said you began to sing before you could talk.
And I've often wondered how did it all start?
Who found that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can.
Well, whoever it was,
I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Ooh, thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me, giving it to me.
Coming up next, we'll find out more about Stereo and Popcorn, the music concert on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasuthi, Charita Lee, founder and musical director of Tapestry, together with bass singer Jason Voon. We're talking about a music concert which is going to be happening on the 19th to the 21st of July. It's titled Stereo and Popcorn. Now, please explain to me, why did you even come up with that name? Why? Stereo and Popcorn? And you sang very much a cappella just now. I'm trying to put both together in my mind. Doesn't quite gel, actually.
Yeah, initially, when you think about it, it doesn't. But, well, if you imagine stereo being music that you get from the radio, your CD players off the cassette player, if anyone can remember what that is, a gramophone, that would be the sound of life, how we express life through music. And then popcorn, of course, it's symbolic of things that you go to movies, you eat popcorn. So things that you see visually on the stage, in the movies, on your TV screen. So it's sort of a bringing together of our theme, I suppose, is understanding human experience and human life, both sides, pain and love as well, and how we understand and express ourselves through stereo and popcorn. Mm-hmm. So essentially, that's the theme of the concert.
Okay, and I understand it is there are movie themes that you're exploring in the performance.
Yeah, so there'll be different genres. There'll be movie themes, TV themes, and songs from the radio, like the one we just did, and of course, songs from the stage, Broadway.
Stage Broadway? Like what?
Like what? Like songs from... there's something from Sweeney Todd, a couple of songs from there, and then there's Miss Saigon, the Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, can you do that for me?
Oh, but is that even possible? It actually requires backing music, so
okay, all right.
A bit difficult.
Okay. Come for the show.
Come for the show,
I'll come for the show. That's fair enough. I understand that more than half the program will be performed a cappella, and these pieces will be choreographed by local performing arts veterans. Who are they?
Yeah, actually, we're working with the award-winning choreographer, Michael Zivewoon.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Bo Cameron Award last year for Best Choreographer. And so it's primarily him. He's been directing and choreographing our pieces and just directing the general flow of the concert. So we're really privileged to have him, and it's been fantastic.
Who trains all of you?
Well... The singers are required to, you know, have their own level of singing competence before they even join the group. But
that leaves me out of there. There's no way will I ever make it.
But I mean, they must have at least, you know, had some experience in singing harmony. But to brush up or to at least tweak things around, I'm actually the one that handles most of the vocal aspects of the group myself.
Okay. So rehearsals are twice a week, as you mentioned earlier, Jason?
Well, of course, right now they've moved up to four times a week because it's crunch time.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. But how do you maintain not, you know, losing your voice or overusing it? You know, I had some people from the Phil in the other day and she was already almost losing her voice because of the intense practices that, you know, to the run up to the concert. How do you make sure that doesn't happen?
I mean, I fully agree with that. Actually, personally speaking, I'm already a little under the weather right now. Mm-hmm. But I suppose it's really important that all of us are responsible enough to ensure that we get necessary rest, you know. So yes, rehearsals are hectic. Things are really, really picking up right now. It's just 5 days to show. So I guess we all need to be responsible to take care of our own individual health.
Right. And how did the last concert go?
I think we got a lot of very positive feedback. People came to the show feeling... I mean, I don't think many of them expected much when they came. So they enjoyed themselves, definitely. But more than that, I mean, we wanted it to be really personal and we spoke about what Christmas meant to us and experience that we have gone through during Christmas. And I think a lot of people connected to that in a way that maybe you might not get at all concerts.
Right.
Yeah.
Who makes up the ensemble now? How many of you?
Well, currently this year we have 12 singers. So, of course, four of us are here now in the studio, but there are eight more. And we're basically all, we come from different backgrounds. Some are bankers, teachers, postgraduate student. There's a pilot. Isaac's a pilot.
Right.
Yeah.
All volunteers?
Yes. So how the group functions is basically the singers work voluntarily, but shows are all profit sharing.
Okay.
And basically the whole group decides together the main direction of the group. So there isn't say a dictator or anything.
That could be a problem there.
Sometimes it is.
It's a catch 22. I mean, if there is no leader, then everyone tries to lead, and then it can lead to a lot of misunderstanding.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you avoid that from happening?
There are a few of us, I suppose, that, you know, if it are important decisions that somebody has to decide, and a few of us do, or, you know, last resort's me, actually.
So there is a bit of a hierarchy.
It's just that
you don't talk about it. It's not really expressed. Do you perform from written material always, or are you going to attempt writing your own stuff as well?
At the moment, we haven't written any of ours, but that's definitely a direction we want to hit to. But so far, we have been doing a combination of things that have been written by others and also some songs that have been arranged by ourselves. I mean, existing songs that we arranged for ourselves and also singing other arrangements by other people.
Mm-hmm. Jason, as a bass singer, what's a typical rehearsal like?
What's a typical rehearsal like? We typically have a set of songs that we would like to go through. Charity, I guess. I mean, I suppose it also depends on what stage of the production we're at, whether we are just learning the song or whether it's something that we are that we are already familiar with, and it's just a question of tightening things up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, since we are just a couple of days away from our show, rehearsals are pretty much spent tightening the whole production, making sure that not just our singing is okay, but choreography as well. So Michael is our drill sergeant for that, you know, ensuring that we all look good. We're not just standing there singing, but we're also prancing around and doing flips and jumps.
How long is the show?
Well, hopefully, if we don't run too long, it should be under 2 hours. I would say 1 hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, yep. That's still quite long, actually.
Yes.
It is.
There will be a 15-minute interval.
Intermission. Yeah. All right. And your musical influences, anyone in particular that you sort of lean towards?
Oh, I think because all of us are we have such diverse backgrounds, it's difficult to pinpoint one. But I would say not so much maybe influences, but, you know, a cappella groups that we look up to. One of it would be Idea of North from Australia, a fantastic group. And then more recently, Pentatonix from the US they're very popular right now at the moment. And there's also another all-male a cappella group called Straight No Chaser, which we find very amusing and inspiring.
An American university group.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Jason, I mean, you've been involved in other productions as well. How does this differ from the rest?
I think the biggest difference for me personally is that Seeing Tapestry is pretty much a baby that we are carrying by ourselves. So besides just being performers, it's been pretty cool also to be involved in the production aspects of the show. To be involved in, you know, whether certain elements of artistic direction or sourcing for funding or finances. So it's, in a way, a slightly bigger headache, but in a sense, it also gives you an opportunity to be involved in more aspects of production rather than just singing.
Right. Funding, always an issue with everyone. How do you cope with that, Charity?
This year, I think we chose a bigger venue, and then we realised that we had to stage the concert, not just stand around and sing it. So we actually had to consider doing a lot more staging, so that immediately all the costs went up straight away. So for us, I mean, we are a fledgling group, so we basically had to, you know, within our network, look for individual people or companies who might be interested in sponsoring us. And actually, I think we've been very blessed this year to have had a lot of people who came in to help us, and there were some companies. Even, you know, right down to the show is called Stereo Popcorn. We even have a popcorn sponsor in Tandem Popcorn. So, you know, that was quite unexpected, but it was really nice when it did come in as well. Yeah, so it was tough, but I think within a span of 2 weeks, suddenly everyone said, okay, we'll help you.
Yeah.
And it all came together.
Great. I mean, DPAC is a new venue.
Yeah, it is.
So it'll be an experience indeed.
Yeah.
Are you planning anything after this? Any other productions?
Well, in the immediate future, I think we're all going to rest.
Probably planning a retreat after this.
That will cost you more money.
But I think, you know, with the songs that we already have in our repertoire, we might do small gigs or corporate events. And then we don't really have a clear plan yet. I think we'll sit down and have a chat about it after the show.
Right.
But maybe some, you know, cabaret-type smaller venues, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. You want to give me another teaser, a cappella? What can we expect on the 19th?
What kind of songs will we be having?
Yeah, and a teaser. You sing something for me. What's this one called?
This is a song called Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations, a song that was pretty big in the 60s. Mm-hmm. So this will be an a cappella rendition of that song.
Okay, I remember Donnie and Marie singing that.
Build me up, don't break my heart. Build me up, don't break my heart. Build me up, don't break my heart.
Why do you build me up?
Don't break my heart.
Build me up, me up.
Why
do you build me up?
Why
do you build me up?
Don't break my heart.
My heart.
Why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down that and mess me around and then worst of all, worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will say, but I love you still, I need you,
I need you more than anyone, darling,
you know that I have from the start. So
build me up, buttercup,
don't break my heart,
don't break my heart.
Whoa. I'll be over at 10, you tell me time and again, but you're late,
and I wait
around in bed,
but
I run to the door, I can't take anymore, it's not you,
big surprise,
you let me down again,
hey,
baby, ooh. Try to find,
hey,
a little time, ooh. And I'll make you happy,
hey, I'll be home,
I'll be
beside the phone, waiting for you,
my buttercup,
to call,
buttercup,
it begs the question, why
do you build me up,
buttercup,
baby, just to let me down,
build me up,
don't
mess me around and then burst of all worst of,
don't
never call baby when you say you will say you will,
but
I love you still,
I need you
more than anyone, darling,
you know that I have from the start.
So
build me up,
buttercup,
don't break my heart,
don't break my heart,
don't build me up,
don't let me down,
my buttercup.
Brilliant. My goodness me, that was excellent. Thank you very much for that. I can't wait to actually come and watch. So you can catch Stereo and Popcorn from the 19th till the 21st of July at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre, located at H01 Empire Damansara, Jalan PJU 8/8 Damansara Perdana. Tickets priced at just RM40 for adults, RM30 for students, which you can purchase by calling 03-2054-0960 or online at dpac.com.my. For more information, you could also visit the Stereo and Popcorn by Tapestry on their Facebook page. It was a pleasure having all of you on. And
thanks.
You
know,
thank you.
That was Charity Lee, founder and musical director of Tapestry, Jason Voon, the bass singer, also an investment banker, and not to forget thanking Wyzek and Betsy, who also backed them up during the performances on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.